But I was over behind the fire engine this morning. They closed off O'Connell Street there within the, just over an hour ago, and they closed off the O'Connell Street, so cut off the traffic into O'Connell Street. And I've been talking to one or two people since who said that it has been a business actually in O'Connell Street. Now, I don't know, is it one of the ones that's lying idle, or was it a vibrant business that's going there, but that has actually caught fire. And the one thing, and I would say it in relation to the likes of that, and I know it's the worst thing that can happen to any place at any time of the year, but on the days of Christmas, I'm kind of more worried kind of for the people there, the businesses that's going to lose out because it's going to affect their businesses or whatever else with the street blocked off. And I know that they can't, under health and safety, open the street, but I think myself that a lot of businesses down there is going to feel the pinch of this, of what's happening today, because the town is actually mayhem at the moment.
If it is a viable business that's currently impacted this afternoon, now obviously it is very much a breaking story this lunchtime, but if it is, it's ultimately a business that is very much potentially in trouble now in the mouth of Christmas.
It is very uncertain. It's a very uncertain moment at the moment, knowing exactly what the outcome of this is. Now, as I said there earlier, I hope that no life is in danger. I hope no life is lost. I hope nobody is injured in relation to it. But as I would say in relation to it, the business end of it, in Lower O'Connell Street, where it is presumed that the fire is that adjoining businesses will suffer.